Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of our series Professions of Our Pious Predecessors Rahimahumullahu Ta'ala. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "There will be no shade on the Day of Judgment except for the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. Three people will remain beneath the shade of the divine throne." It was humbly asked, "O beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who will be these people?" The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, number one, the one who relieves the distress of my ummati. Subhanallah. Number two, the one who revives my sunnah. And number three, the one who recites salat upon me abundantly. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today is the source of income of Sayyidina Zahir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And that's our main topic. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before listening to this episode, make some good intentions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That is, a believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, make some good intentions. Firstly, make the most important intention, that is, I will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Whatever I learn in this episode, I will try to remember it and share it with my family and friends. And I will listen to this episode from the start till the very end. And whenever I hear Sallu alal Habib, I will recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, halal livelihood is not only a deed of excellence. Besides many other prophets, it is also a blessed sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Therefore, it should be joined as a sunnah. The blessed Prophet alayhi musallatu wa salam joined different professions during their livelihoods. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, first of all, used to do the work of cloth manufacturing. Then he alayhi salam started cultivation. Sayyidina Nuh ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam was in the wood profession. Sayyidina Idris ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam in dressmaking. Sayyidina Hud and Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salatu wa salam in business. Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Lut ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam in cultivation. And Sayyidina Shu'ayb ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam used to rear animals. Likewise, Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam would graze goats, and Sayyidina Dawood ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam would make armor, that is iron knitted clothing used in battles in the past times. Despite being the king of the entire world, Sayyidina Sulaiman ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam would make fans and small baskets with lids of date leaves. And our beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would do trade. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it has been learned that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa salatu wa sallam also did trade and industry to earn halal sustenance. There is no doubt that the blessed Prophets alayhi wa salatu wa sallam are free from every kind of evil and sin. If evils had to be committed in trade, or it had any evil, then the blessed Prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam would definitely not have joined it. As a matter of fact, evils and corruption are not in business, but rather they are in our own characters. For their prevention, Sharia has fixed the yardstick for permissible and impermissible and halal and haram, so that no Muslim may become a victim of injustice, nor could anyone be deprived of their rights. Therefore, those who act upon these commandments succeed in this world, and inshallah azza wa jal, also in the hereafter. And those who do not pay attention to these commandments and without distinguishing between halal and haram act upon the desires of their nafs, ultimately fail in this world and in the hereafter. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we heard about the professions of the blessed Anbiya-i Kiram, about the blessed prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam. Now let's listen to which profession is superior. In his book Islami Zindagi, that is Islamic life, Mufti Ahmad Yarqan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned, it is a big crime to remain idle, and to join an impermissible profession is a graver sin than that. Allah Azza wa Jal has given us hands and feet, etc., to work, not to leave them idle. Likewise, the profession, for example, of stopping and supply for grain when it is needed is makruh. The business of haram things is haram, such as playing songs, dancing, rearing of hawks, rearing of fighting animals, etc. Similarly, the professions of giving false evidence, the business of wine, such as selling and getting it sold, or buying and getting it bought, etc., are all haram. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we have a look at the blessed biography of the blessed companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, everywhere, we will see the Madani parables of piety and abstinence and their desire to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said that the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they would trade, but when they had to carry out the right of the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, then their trade did not prevent them from making the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they would perform it. Discussing the same practice of the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allah Azza wa Jal in his sacred book, the Holy Quran, has stated, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, by men whom neither trade nor business diverts from the remembrance of Allah and performing of salah and paying of the zakah. Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, those who work in the market used to leave their business goods as they heard the azan and went for the namaz. Upon this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed the verse in favor of those people. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, just ponder over the beauty of Islam in the past, when Muslims were the embodiments of piety and abstinence. People used to trade for halal earnings by abstaining from dishonesty and deception, etc. Therefore, following in the footsteps of our pious predecessors, we too should do trade as per Shari'i principles. In the light of the blessed hadith, let's analyze the principles of commerce, what they are, and what the attributes of a successful businessman should be in Islam. Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, undoubtedly the most purified earning is of those businessmen who do not tell a lie when they speak, do not act deceitfully when they are entrusted with something, do not break a promise when they make one. When they buy something, they do not find faults with it. When they sell something, they do not become lazy in paying it. And when somebody has to pay them something, they do not become strict in its collection. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Look at the beautiful guidelines that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam laid down so clearly for us. Remember, it is a great crime and a huge breach of trust to deceive someone else or tell a lie in either business or any other matters. Sayyidina Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that he heard the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saying, it is a huge breach of trust that you say something to your brother and he is considering you to be truthful in it, but you are lying to him. Likewise, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the ones who are buying and selling have the authority until they finalize the deal. If during making a deal, they speak the truth and mention the truth, blessing is put in their goods. And if they conceal and tell untruths, then perhaps they may earn some profit, but will lose the blessings of their goods. Because a false oath makes a thing sell, but removes its blessings. Tubu ila Allah. أستغفر الله صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, when telling a lie is an absolute sin, how terrible a sin will it to be rob a Muslim by telling him a lie during buying and selling? Alas, nowadays the acts of lying abundantly is considered as a marvel and as a sign of progress, whereas truth is considered a foolish thing and a hindrance in the path of progress. Even some people swear false oaths in order to sell their goods. These people should keep in mind that whenever sustenance Allah Azza wa Jalla has written for them, whatever He has written for them in their destiny will be provided to them. Neither speaking the truth will reduce their sustenance, nor can telling the lies get them more sustenance than what is fixed for them. However, telling lies in an act that may prove to be a cause of a huge loss of blessings and economic destruction. No matter how much success a liar achieves, he will face punishment for those lies. For example, if he is not punished in this world, it will be his loss in the hereafter, and undoubtedly there is no bigger loss than the loss in the hereafter. If only we could do good to our Muslim brothers and get in the habit of trusting Allah Azza wa Jalla in matters of sustenance. Alas, nowadays in business matters, everywhere untruth and cheating have become widespread because people have stopped trusting in Allah Azza wa Jalla for the fulfillment of their needs. Successful businessman should make his mind to trust in the one and only Allah, who has taken the responsibility of the livelihood for every living being for the fulfillment of his needs. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, after we have listened to the guidelines for a successful businessman, let's listen to the features and the characteristics of a successful businessman. Let's move towards our topic, that is the profession of Sayyidina Zahir bin Haram radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Zahir radiallahu ta'ala anhu lived in a village away from the bustling city of Medina. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu would bring exquisite fruits from his villages as a gift for the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The generous Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would reciprocate his kindness with gifts from the city of Medina. He had a warm and distinguished relationship with Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who would remark, Zahir is our brother from the village and we are his brothers from the city. Every city dweller has a brother from the village, and the village dwelling brother of Muhammad's family is Zahir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah azza wa jal, subhanallah. One day, seeing Sayyidina Zahir bin Haram radiallahu ta'ala anhu selling goods in the city, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam bent behind him and placed his blessed hand over his eyes. Sayyidina Zahir radiallahu ta'ala anhu cried out, "Who is it? Leave me." Looking back and realizing it is the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately pushed his back firmly against the chest of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, hoping to take blessings from the sacred body of the beloved and blessed Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam lovingly said, "Who will buy this slave from me?" Sayyidina Zahir bin Haram radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly answered, "Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will find me to be of very little value." To which the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam responded, "But you are very valuable in the sight of Allah Almighty." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah. Sayyidina Zahir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, hailing from the prominent Ghifari tribe, his actual name was Abdullah bin Abdul Malik, but he was commonly referred to as Abi Laham, that is, the dealer of meat. The exact reason of this title is unclear, but it is likely a reference to his total abstinence from meat, or because he refused to consume the meat of the animals that was sacrificed in the name of idols during the age of ignorance. Despite this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu actually sold meat for a living along with his assistant, the companion Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A brave soul, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu participated in the Battle of Badr and was martyred in the Battle of Hunain. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, wrapping up with this episode, let's listen to a summary of what we just heard. Firstly, we heard the profession and the source of income of Sayyidina Zahir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We also heard the guidelines for a successful businessman and a successful trader. And we also heard the guidelines of whoever wants to become a successful trader should follow those guidelines. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to work on those guidelines, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us and grant us success in this world and as well as in the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the next week inshaAllah, we'll be back with another episode and another topic inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Profession suffered pious predecessors. Profession suffered pious predecessors. Profession suffered pious predecessors. Profession suffered pious predecessors.